Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's she cutting me, loves? You're listening to the Mac City Morning Show.
Everybody, Keith Simpson here from Neral Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
All right, and we are back. Big shout out to Neral Toyota. Thank you for being our ongoing title sponsor. Question for you, Tanner.
What's up?
When you do the intros, are you doing the we do marketing at the beginning as well?
I wasn't paying attention this time.
Okay, fair enough. I don't know. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Yeah.
Yeah, we do it at the end. I don't know if we do it at the beginning.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Anyways, for everybody else, we have a very exciting guest today, probably the busiest man in Fort McMurray. As you know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are?
I am Mike Jones. I am Marketing Communications Coordinator, Canadian Mental Health Association. Also do community engagement and all kinds of event planning with Balsam Communications and host trivia nights.
Yeah.
Aside, a little bit of everything, yeah.
And the reason that I wanted you to come on this show in particular is we were both on a plane a few weeks ago.
Sure
were. And we went to Tucson, Arizona. Now, we had very different trips. I didn't even see you.
We saw each other at the airport.
That's right.
And then very briefly at the little the ceremony there. Yeah,
that's exactly. Right. So I wanted to hear about what adventures you got up to in Tucson.
So we had a pretty big group going. There was a couple of us that were going down for the airport and to help that sort of thing out. And then a few of our friends were just like, well, like, this is so cheap. Like, this is going to be our Christmas vacation or our December vacation.
Right.
We're getting tickets as well.
Yeah.
And so eventually there's so many of us and it's like, well, okay, we can stay at the Marriott, which is where everyone's staying, find a spot downtown, or let's look for an Airbnb.
Right.
And we found one. It was a little bit out of the way, but it ended up being super worth it because it had, like, an infinity pool and a hot tub and, like, pool table and enough rooms for everybody to stay in. So it was ended up being super awesome.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and then we still were able to Uber into town. And, you know, the nice thing about being in the States is Uber's pretty cheap down there. And
that's right.
You can go anywhere.
Yeah.
And you can kind of start your night off and then bar hop or go to the stores and stuff, right? So
right.
My favorite part about it, though, is even though we were in the kind of more the north end, or I guess this would be the north end of Tucson.
Yeah.
A little bit further out of town, we were pretty close to, there was like a big, I don't know if it was an outskirt of Tucson or part of Tucson, but there was like a Walmart, Target, all these restaurants there.
Right.
We were pretty close to a bunch of golf courses. There was Top Golf was only like an $8 Uber away or something like that.
Oh, so cool.
We had a great spot.
Now you had like it to say it was a big house is an understatement.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. This was a mansion.
Yeah.
Essentially there was five bedrooms. We had two people in each bedroom. And there was two of them that had two beds as well. So, like, we just had friends down. It wasn't all couples.
Yeah.
So they had a space there as well. And then, you know, like, a huge garage, too. We didn't end up renting any vehicles because we were only there for a couple days.
But yeah.
If you were to rent vehicles, you could have parked at least two, maybe even three in there.
Yeah.
So, like, this is like a multi-family vacation kind of place.
We rented an Airbnb, too, right in the heart of downtown.
Yeah.
We were, like, literally, I want to say a 3-minute walk away from campus.
Okay.
And maybe, what do you say, Tanner? Like 8 minutes, 10 minutes tops away from downtown?
Yeah.
So,
that's
like,
how
it was
fast we were walking, what the weather was.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, slow.
Yeah.
So, it was perfect. Our Airbnb was super affordable.
Yeah.
Like, and we were looking at other, at first, I wanted to rent an Airbnb with a pool.
Yeah.
Because, well, it's so warm. I'm glad we didn't. We didn't have time to use it.
Right.
But the pools that were available were on the like outskirts of the
downtown.
Right,
exactly. Yeah. I think there's some rules about water preservation and stuff possibly within the town or whatever. So,
but even like we were looking at like a family home, like a nice family home, few bedrooms in there with a pool in the backyard. very close to the downtown still. Like, I wouldn't say, like, extremely far. And it was still under, like, 250, some were even, like, 190 Canadian a night. Like, I was shocked with...
Yeah, all in all, we ended up paying about $900 per couple. Okay. So, but that's for four nights, right? So, you know, you're basically like a 125, 150 a night and this mansion of a house, right? So
nuts. So when you, have you been to Tucson before?
I have not. I went to Arizona for the first time last Christmas. My family and I went down to Glendale kind of area. So we went to, like, where the stadium is and the Coyotes, well, Coyotes were there. The Cardinals are there.
Have you seen the Coyotes new
stadium? I have not yet, but I've heard, I've seen pictures. But
yeah, it is a college basketball stadium or something.
It holds like 7,000 people or something like that.
Yeah, and their locker room was literally just like a bunch, like it was like a boardroom that they went and grabbed the lockers for, like the hollow wood lockers, and just set it up in like a square. It was like, here you go, this is the away locker room.
Who's this?
The Arizona
Coyotes. Yeah. Arizona Coyotes, I guess,
Really?
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
They're now in, I think, Tempe, right?
Tempe,
yeah. So that's within driving distance. I have a couple of friends that are going down. They got tickets for the Leafs game.
Okay.
And they're taking the Tucson flights and then just renting a car. So.
Yeah. It's super, like, Tucson, the flight right now is extremely affordable.
Yeah, exactly. And like I said, it's rent, it's so close. Like, you know, it compared to some of the other flights, other destinations that we've got, that we've had in Fort McMurray, this one here is
it's cheaper to fly there. You can drive
anywhere, right? That's right. From there, right?
It's cheaper to fly there than it is to Edmonton out of Fort McMurray right now.
It is right now, yeah, absolutely.
Well, even we were down there, we didn't end up going, but we were looking to go to Phoenix while we were down there. Greyhound, $20.
Yeah.
$20. Like, you could rent a car, which also was ridiculously cheap, I've got to say. Like, I don't like to use the word cheap. I try to use affordable, but things are just so cheap
there. It's cheap. It was cheap.
So, but we were just like, because we were going to go to a EDM show.
Oh, nice.
And so we were going to plan on, like, catching the bus, like, there and then kind of staying up and then coming back.
Rave all night. Yeah, get the morning flight.
There was
so many
buses.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, man.
Then you got scared.
Then I got scared. Yeah.
Yeah, taking the bus.
No, it wasn't the bus. We went and, like, we were walking around bar hopping one night.
Yeah.
And
one of the bars just spooked Elliot.
Yeah, okay. I got, like, and not, fair. Like, I didn't feel at danger. Like, we walked around Tucson all the time.
Yeah.
I felt safe every single second that I was there.
Yeah.
But it was kind of weird vibes at one or two of the bars that we went to. And I was just like, you know what? If this is the kind of weird vibes that I'm getting at like a local-ish type of bar, I don't know if I want to rave with these people.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, especially because like we didn't have like a ground zero. Like we were going to be up all night bussing around. So I was like, you know what? Unless we have like a home base, like get a hotel or something.
Yeah, in Phoenix. Fair.
I'm gonna wait until our next trip.
And then I went, all right, so you want to get a hotel there then? And he went, no.
Yeah,
I did. But, you know, now I sacrificed it because I know next time we go somewhere, I'm just going to be like, sucks what you want to do.
That's right.
I'm in charge this time.
That's right. Yeah. We had a great time in Tucson, though.
Yeah, like, no,
Tucson was awesome.
Big shout out to Felipe. That guy was awesome.
Yeah, Felipe was unreal, yeah.
Unbelievable, man. Like, talk about somebody who excels at his job and loves his community.
Mm-hmm.
Like, speaking of excelling at their job and loving their community, you are the man about town. You have a pretty cool hat on the go right now. Tell the viewers. I know what it's about, but tell the viewers at home what's up.
This is Joey DeLusong, who's a musician here in town, was a big part of the punk scene, Abandon All Hope, Fresh Cut Lime, Crooked, a bunch of other bands. Also did a lot of, like, he was playing more than Dan Talk was. Mm-hmm. Or is these days, right? He was playing 4 or 5 bars a week, like open mic nights and stuff. Moved to Vancouver, moved to Edmonton, and then sadly passed away suddenly back in 2015. And it was just such a huge hit for the community. I'd only got to meet him twice myself when he had come up here and he was playing at the music festival at the Podolin.
Yeah.
Got to hang out with him a little bit. Sweet guy, loved his music, but just seeing the impact that he had on the community was really cool. So every year we do a big Joey D tribute show that Darren Ehler and some of the gang organized there at Patty McSwiggins.
Yeah.
And we used to be at Tavern, and it got too big for Tavern.
Yeah.
And now it's at Patty's, and again, this year was another one that was unreal. Yeah. So, like, 30 of us got sick because of it, but worth it. Yeah. It was just, you know, that time of year, flus flying around. But yeah.
What year was this?
Love that.
Yeah.
This
is
like 2 weeks ago.
week. No, he was a really cool guy. I just remember he used to play down at Keanu College when I went there. I went to school with his
sister. King's Lounge or whatever.
King's Lounge, yeah.
They renovated that. I haven't been yet, but yeah.
Nice. But I remember, I don't want to say he was in a band per se yet, but I remember going down to King's Lounge when I was avoiding class in the middle of the day. Mm-hmm. And I remember the first time I heard him sing, he was singing Weezer, Say It Ain't So.
Nice.
And that's a hard song to sing.
Oh, yeah, not easy.
That's not an easy song to sing. And he was crushing it.
Yeah.
Like, unbelievable. Like, the chops on that guy was something else.
The confidence.
And, yeah. Yeah. And so, like, at the time, I was only probably, I must have been 18. He must just a few years older than me.
Yeah.
Like you said, the confidence to, like,
kid, yeah.
just, like, it wasn't. He was just in there, and nobody else was in King's Lounge. I had a microphone, and he was just like, hey.
He was just, I'm going to play, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just going to have my guitar and just rock out. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, so.
And he was very encouraging, and, like, he got a lot of, you know, the younger generation, you know, Kenny Fitzpatrick and Andrew Kosh and Kevin White.
Yeah.
A lot of these guys, like, he had a Paul Cook. Mm-hmm. He had a big influence in, and he was, like, a reason why they started playing.
Yeah. So this episode is airing in January. We're dedicating all of January to Tucson, basically. So episodes of myself and Tanner filmed down there, and we're talking to some people like yourself who were on the inaugural flight.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got going on this month?
Month of January. I'm working really hard right now. We're helping out with the Arctic Winter Games, so the opening and closing ceremonies.
That starts January into February, right?
January 29th to February 4th. So tickets are on sale now for the opening ceremonies. Also, really got to shout out the Shine on the Snai events, January 30th, 31st.
Yeah.
Free cultural event, community event.
Yeah.
Get down there, learn some cool things. Fireworks all nights, too. So
okay.
Those are really cool.
What's it called?
Shine on the Snai. That's just part of the Winter Games.
Okay.
That are happening this year, yeah?
Yeah, exactly. You'll start to see some ads for that popping up here real soon.
Yeah.
And then, as well, from the CMHA perspective, we've got our charity jam coming up on February 17th, and I know Max was already on kind of chatting about that.
Yeah,
he's going to be hosting it again this year, but we've got Joe Rebel, Dan Tulk, a couple of the guys from Good Spread are going to play, and Eric LeDuc, a bunch of other guys as well. The Bennetts, we just booked them too.
Okay,
so
cool.
We're going to try to get, last year I think we had about 30 musicians play.
Oh, wow.
Throughout the evening, so we're going to try to see if we can break that this year. And
that's not bad.
Yeah, it's going to be at the Suncor Energy Center for the Performing Arts, too, yeah. Holy Trinity. So,
I got a question. You might know about this. Yeah. I don't actually spend a lot of time on social media, but I was scrolling, and I saw that Dan Tulk shaved his head.
He did, yeah.
What was that about?
I don't know. I don't know where it started. I think his students were kind of yap-yap chirping a little bit.
Yeah.
And then they said, like, oh, we want to get you to shave your head. And he's like, ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
And so we gave him an unrealistic number, like 10 grand, and they started actually raising money, and, like,
right.
you know, they didn't quite get there, but yeah. He was really inspired by their passion, so he kind of talked to a few friends. He still made him raise the money.
Okay.
We got a few businesses got involved, and apparently a lot of people wanted to see Dan get bald.
Okay.
And I don't know if they regret that now or, you know, but he raised about 13 grand.
Oh, great. For
cancer
for
and some other solutions, which is
our
24-hour mental health helpline.
Nice. I don't know.
In Fort McMurray.
I don't know if I would have done it.
You don't know if you would have shaved your head?
I would have to, like,
say with a shaved head?
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
my head shaved. It's like, all good. Like, I like my head shaved. But if somebody was just like, shave your beard, like, for example, like, I don't, like, the price would have to be
I've done it for
so
theater many times.
unreasonable. I made a mistake one year of telling my staff, like, listen, if you raise $1,000, I'll dress up, like, I'll go to site. This is when I, like, worked in oil and gas.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll dress up like Elf, and I'll come to your site if you raise $1,000.
Yeah.
And these guys.
Low number for some site dudes.
That's
yeah,
right.
That's, they're just like. yeah.
These guys were just like, whoa, which site? And I was just like, I don't know, raise a grand and I'll go to each site, I guess. I'll wear the costume for a week if you can raise 10 grand.
Yeah.
And, like, I didn't think that anybody would care about it, like, the site workers. And they raised 10 grand in a blink of an eye. This is back in the day. And I had to wear the Elf costume all week. and it was a miserable week. But yeah, it's like that kind of showcase.
Where'd that 10 grand go?
It all went to Santa's Anonymous.
Nice.
Yeah, it all went to Santa's Anonymous. So that showed me back in the day, if you're going to tell people like an unreasonable goal, you better make that real unreasonable.
Know your worth, yeah.
That's right. That's right. Wow. Yeah. So Tanner's just hit me with the phone, meaning he has his Max City Minute questions ready. But before we go there, let's throw to an ad, please. And thank you, Tanner.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
And we are back. Big shout out from to Carrie from Patchouli Rose. So she's a local business owner here in town who makes a bunch of different products from skincare, sunscreen, beer balm, tattoo balm as well. So
yeah, you should check out her stuff. You'll like it.
Yeah absolutely.
She's down at the Corridor as well as Thickwood Barbershop.
And she has a website.
Big online. Perfect. Well,
big
actually,
online personality. I love it.
Great thing about her is she was all online, and then she started advertising on the show, and people started to get to know her, and then she was invited to have like physical location. So like, marketing works.
There you
so
go.
Marketing big shout out to Carrie. All right. So Tanner, hit him with the Max City Minute.
All righty. Question number one for you today. What is your favorite Eagles moment you've gotten to view?
Hopefully not in person, because I've only seen a couple of games, and I did see Carson Wentz's first ever rushing touchdown with us, but we're not going to talk about that right now. It's got to be Super Bowl 52. Like, you know, I mean, that moment will stay with us forever, even though Moxie's is long gone now, but that's where we decided to watch it that year and racked up a $300 stress drinking tab. It was stress drinking, like, really, oh God, are we going to do this? Are we going to pull this off? And the Philly special was just, when we saw that, we're like, we might have a shot here.
Yeah.
Question number two. What is your craziest story you have from your time working at the gas bar?
At the gas bar?
What's the gas bar?
That was it.
You never been to a gas bar? You
drive like it's a gas station. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's not like we used to have a karaoke bar in Edmonton called, it's still there actually, it's called the Gas Pump. A little different. I don't know if I had any crazy stories from the gas station. Fair. Not that I can think of anyways. Yeah, it was kind of...
Question number three.
It was a job.
If you could live a day with any character from TV or movies, what character would that be and what would you do?
Oh, man. I mean, I watch a lot of Seinfeld, but I feel like every single character on that show would be, like, not good in real life.
Right.
Yeah, it'd be entertaining.
Yeah.
But, like, I know a few people that have, like, even, like, a 10% of Kramer in them, and they're still, like...
Yeah,
too much.
That's right.
Almost.
That's yeah. Right. Well, have you seen real life Kramer? You see that Just for Laughs video?
Was this the guy that they based it off of or whatever?
Oh no, the real life Kramer. I forget Michael something.
Yeah.
Well, no. I've seen the actor. Yeah, Michael Richards. Yeah.
You see the Just for Laughs like
that was bad.
Yeah, that was real bad.
No. I thought you meant like the guy that they based the character off of or whatever. He goes around and he offers tours.
That's right. The real life
New
Kramer.
York, and he's like, he's that's like, right. And
he's Kramer.
Yeah.
Question number four. What is one reason you think everyone should check out Arizona?
One reason, I just, you know what I mean? The fact that Tucson is amazing and has so much to do is such a perfect little addition, because I would have been recommending it. I would just been saying, like, just for the convenience alone in the winter, like, everyone needs to get away, and, like, going to Mexico can be quite pricey. But, you know, you can find a good affordable one, too. But the thing with Mexico that just drives me is, like, just getting there.
Yeah.
And then getting back. It's always a hassle. Every time there's always, like, even if it goes swimmingly, you're stuck in Toronto for a couple hours.
Yeah.
You're stuck in Calgary. And, you know, if you have the right crowd, you can make it work. You can go to Chili's and get drunk or whatever. But, like, just the convenience of getting to Tucson in 4 hours and getting home.
And you can still go to Mexico if you want. It's only an hour away.
This is true. You know, I don't know. Rent a car, maybe. I don't know if it's the nicest area of Mexico, but...
Well,
we've heard great things about it from Felipe.
Okay.
Yeah, Felipe, we are planning to go back again in February. And yep. Felipe is just like, hey, I'll line it up. We'll go across the border. I'll show you, like, a good time.
Perfect. So. Okay.
And your final question. What do you think is your favorite piece of trivia you've learned doing trivia?
Good question. Good question. I like that one.
I don't know. Jeez. Honestly, I learn something new every week. Seriously. You know, and I like that. I'm always have a thirst for knowledge and trying to find new things. And, you know, the way my brain works, ADD, I'll be like listening to a song that I've listened to 1,000 times. Like, I wonder who wrote this. Like, I wonder where, what are the origins? Why did they write this? And I'll go on Wikipedia and then, you know.
Wikipedia is a goddamn problem in my life. You
can get sucked in there. Same with YouTube. Like, you can get sucked in there for hours and hours on end.
You go looking for one link on a band, and next thing you know, you're looking at the origins of giraffes.
Yeah, exactly. But at least what I know about that is that, like, now I can kind of justify it and be like, well, I was doing research for Patty's for Tuesday Trivia, right?
There you go.
Those have been your 5 questions.
That's awesome. Well, listen, man, time flies when you're here. Tanner hit his watch, like, during his 5 questions.
Yeah.
So, but before we cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So you got the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Give me a follow if you don't already on social media, Facebook, Instagram. I'll make sure you know what's going on in Fort McMurray all the time. We've got our On Stage with Mike Jones page. So I tell you about all the local shows, music, theater, comedy, dance, anytime it's happening. Make sure that people know about it because that's... You know, there's so much going on out there, and it's just like, it just, when people are like, oh, I never hear about.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about it.
Yeah, there we go. Awesome. No excuses. My man, thank you for coming in. Do appreciate it, and can't wait to have you back again.
Absolutely.
Cool. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.